May 10th, 2012, it's Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Actually, not in Pedro. I'm in Marseille, France. Man alone. The reason I'm here, though, is for Stooges gig of 2012. It's happening tomorrow. Cassolet. Lake Cassolet, a racetrack near Marseille here. So we've been doing prac. Oh, I start off the show with a live version of John Coltrane doing impressions. And then Sawako with Field Near the Airport. Yeah, so prackin', bringing in a tune we ain't done before from Kill City. That's a trip. We prack with Ig today, so we'll see. Scotty Sun still getting stronger from recovering from the sickness. And so we got Larry Mullen on the drum, Toby Dammit, Brother Steve, of course, on the sax, and James Williamson, most certainly on the guitar. And I got a new outfit. I'm going to try it out. I hope they like it. I'm going to do all these gigs without a knee brace. It ain't like I'm going to be doing Townsend's or shit, but still be kind of stiff, but I just got to keep trying. Here's Charlie Plimel, who now lives in Cherry Valley, New York.
On these same brick streets of Baltimore tonight was Poe afraid. Afraid of the fluorescent eyes of dogs, the raven's reflection, the rat's scat, through the sawdust in the market, the smell of rot and burlap, thick as fur, afraid of the roaches, disease of poverty, loud poverty, boom, box, crackle, crack, whip, poor ponies pulling carts full of greens, up Green Street, overloaded with greed. Afraid of the thick sky over foggy tavern door, on cross streets, cloud-draped, rummaged, crimson cloak, threading from the hill down to the curling dark water bay. Afraid of the statues with iron poet capes flowing in formal rapture, and cast hollow spirit looking down cold upon those animated walking and talking past old doorways. Afraid of the wine, the drugs, the vault of alcoholic shorelines, fractal ragged fault, floating in a dream grave, afraid to yell, smug disciples repeating versions of hell, the whirl of a wash, a tangled thread, sets an alarm that turns to dread, makes the vision flow instead into creation, and how such a grace is fed. Life is a poor host, grabbing guests who came, swirling great pleated sheets, wrapping the stars, leaving streaming party coils to their last cars, some on twilight's slightly twisted cane.
baby, they are tumbling down. They didn't even put on my fight. They didn't even make a sound. I find no way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing on the light of your hello, I got my hands right now. It's like I've been awakened. Every load I hit, you're breaking. It's the least that I'm taking. I am never gonna shut you out. Every way I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see you, hello. Know you're my saving grace. For everything I need and more, it's written all over your face. Baby, I can see you, hello.
Pa ispija medni sok. Oko jednog stanja lije zašto juž. sele i kožu svoju čitavu tvu.
Sve plate, sve na celi dan. Ne vratim igrako. Dođe i tigar, panikam. Čudna šuma je to.
Miša, sva se vrti s njima u krug. Mišica sa slonom posta, deca najbolji drug. Jednog topog dana, u svegi su šume, medved ispi medni sok. Uhvati se to, u njome počeo igrati rok.
E, plate, ne za pravi dan. Ne za tim igra bok. Dođe i tigar,
Watt from Pedro Show. Big chunk of music there. Start off with Charlie Plamel doing for Edgar Allan Poe, a live reading, August 22nd, 2011. After that, we had Still Lifes, The Vanishing. Vanishing has Jesse Evans, who plays with Larry Mullins. Great duet. After that, we had Halo. I think it might be a Beyonce song. The lady who just had a baby. Anyway, that's Minzy. I think just singing along to a tape of it. She's the a real good dancer in 21. And then we heard Kudna Suma by Disciplina Kichma. Incredible bassman Koya. Much, much respect. And finally, Babies from Jonathan Boulay. Hope I pronounced that right. I'm in this tail room. I'm doing this kind of noisy. But this tail, Sofitel, Marseille now is like second biggest town in France. It is an old town. It's a Roman town. And this tell is overlooking the harbor. In fact, around here, stuff's called Faro, which is a lighthouse in Francais. And, you know how Pedro, our harbor in Los Angeles, we got a breakwater. They made it with rocks from Catalina. I mean, this breakwater is a wall. In the middle of it's this, Faro, this lighthouse. And then there's a old fort right behind it. It's a church in the middle, like a basilica, a much older. Then there's another fort kind of up the hill from us. I know that one's called Nicholas, or I think it is, St. Nicholas. I don't know what the other guy's name is, but I think there's actually a third fort, too, that you can see here. It's got a big marina, a lot of boats. Reminds me of a little Pedro, you know, we got a big marina where they tore up the army base. Fort MacArthur, and they put in some boats. The weather is a little bit humid, but it's a little like Cali, too, like a little more humid Cali. Not too bad. We're pracking in this pad. I have to tell you, man, it's called Docks des Suds. It looks like suds, but it means southern docks, I think. And it's made out of cans, a lot of it, like the walls of it and stuff, and the bills. And trippy pad. But it's making use out of some stuff that was probably in Beep Down. And a little further away is something called the silo. I guess they have gigs in grain silos. It's called Silo. Anyway, here's some more music. We'll be right back.
say I loved you then but couldn't stay. Each needs a bit of man, he said he would do all you can to help me out in all this drought. Now if I don't drink water, I will die. Know that we fell so far down here. Well, I can't see clear when all this vision is leaving from my eyes. And I stick up on my
This is the other universe of Bruce Wayne. There's an alternate universe in which Bruce Wayne is poor and I have my shit together. Without money, there's no Batman. There's no Batmobile. There's no Batcave, no utility belts, much less a cool butler and a trusted sidekick. Without Batman, there's no crime fighting. There's no hot vigilante action. There's no pensive brooding on the rooftops of Gotham. In this universe, Bruce Wayne drinks alone in his trailer home in Arkansas. Bruce has one friend, me. He calls me in the middle of the night. Hey, it's Bruce. Can you come get me? I'm feeling real low. I can tell by the sound of his voice that he's been dumped again. In this universe, Bruce Wayne ain't that lucky in love. I pull up outside his trailer in my convertible 63 Lincoln Continental. Bruce makes his way inside the car, reeking of whiskey and cigarettes. She's gone, he says. Can we stop by the store? When we get to the store, Bruce hobbles in. His knees and feet have seen better days. He has a couple of vertebrae in his lower back that cracked and healed poorly that gives him constant pain. He has chronic headaches. The VA hospital won't do anything about. They say it's psychosomatic. I buy Bruce another bottle of whiskey and we go back to my place. I know he doesn't want to talk. He just doesn't want to be alone. I turn on the TV and we watch as he drinks. We watch The Tonight Show with Lenny Bruce. Tonight's guest is Jimi Hendrix. He's plugging the album he just cut with Miles Davis, The Kind of Blue Haze Experience. He's asleep by the time Late Night with Bill Hicks comes on. During the guest bit, when Richard Pryor is talking about the cure for multiple sclerosis, I hear Bruce talking, unawake but not rested. Bruce talks in his sleep, and I would let him, but when he starts screaming, "It's not fucking right! It's not fucking right! It's not fucking right!" I have to wake him. When he finally realizes he's awake, he instinctively moves for the whiskey. He's shaking so hard he can't pour it, so he drinks it right out the bottle. I sit next to him and hold him close to me. "It's okay, Bruce. There's another universe out there in which everyone loves you. Children read about you in comic books. Adults make movies about you. And you symbolize justice in human form." Bruce looks up. "And in this other universe?" he asks. "What are you?" "Bruce," I say. Don't you concern yourself with that.
Live from Pedro Show. Now, there's a new label, people, called Post-Consumer. Website, POST-CONSUMER.com. And we just heard their first releases there. Something from a sampler I got a hold of. First four releases. And I have the honor of being on one of those. The first thing we heard was First Shallows by the Hand of Man Band. And that's myself along with John Dietrich, Tim Barnes, Thalam McNonis. And this album's coming out in a month. It's a trip. It's 3 days in Texas we spent together in Austin. Nicholas Taupin, the label boss, he recorded us. And we conjured up this sound. It's a trip. I'm very honored to be on part of it, and big respect to Nicholas and the cats I played with. We heard First Shallows by the Hand of Man Band, then Sing Selections from the Agnostic Gospel Hymnal by Nehemiah St. Danger. After that was Water in the Eyes of Man by Death Songs, and finally The Alternate Universe of Bruce Wayne by Bucky Sinister. Now, you might, it's only a guess, you know, but I think that's Batman, right? I don't know. Here's some brand new Black Moth Super Rainbow.
You'll ever do.
For Pedro Show, something brand new from Black Moth Super Rainbow, Mr. Tom, bringing us Like a Sunday, kind of edit version. I know he's working on the album now. In fact, actually, he's doing some gigs. He's on the west coast of the U.S., too far from France here for me to see, but check out the band if you can. It's gone through some changes, but the good ones. And I just love his music. After that, we had Killer Weed by Black Bananas. And then Alive from Doe. Who'd I meet? The Doe singer. Yeah, maybe her boyfriend. It was right before the Buzzcocks went on at the second Coachella. I think so. Yeah, that was a long time ago now, it seems. My book came out. He did a couple gigs. We got something new from Jay. But I got to play with Jerry and Thurs, Steve Shelley, Murph, John Maloney, even Don Fleming and Noel Ford. Some cats I don't really know so well. Kurt, Sharon. It was quite a thing. Like an event for my book on Three Rooms Publishing called On and Off Base. There's pictures of my town. And then I came here and Byron Coley did the Q&A with me and New York City Cat and Peter from Three Rooms Publishing set this stuff up. And but here, not here, in Cali, they actually was in Venice, California, at the Beyond Baroque, and Kay did the Q&A. She knows me just a little better in Byron. I'll tell you more about it later in the show, because we've reached the end of the first hour of the May 10th, 2012 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. May 10th, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Mechanics in their shop after work.
you can trust me. You can trust me. You can trust me. The pen was shifted from one side of the desk to the other. Besides which, if you couldn't trust me, you would be dead already. Is there a difference? Sure, it is always a difference. In one case, the inevitable and unavoidable are in immediate evidence. In another, they remain abstractions. Unlike this very concrete desk, which, in a curious kind of switch, is actually made of concrete, like an altar. And its papers breathed after his arms reached for the pen he had just laid down, picking it up again to begin writing something on a piece of paper that was then shoved across the graying tabletop to me. Take this. And it sat there. I stared at it.
While he stared at me.
Take it. And I watched my hand move through the air for a bit. Picked it up. I put it in my inner jacket pocket, the one with the silk lining and the red label that said Worcester on it. I didn't look at it. Look at it. He had said that he just wanted to make sure that I had seen it. I just want to make sure that you had seen it, he said. It. A piece of paper with the name. Or that it was a woman's name. Yeah, please do. first. Well, first there are things you won't do. Then there are things you won't do more than once. Then there are things you won't stop doing. Like climbing down a rope. It's a lot easier than most let on. If you let go. At which point, it is no longer called climbing. But something else. To make things make a little bit more sense, though, I will tell you this, though. I am a collector.
I'm a beast on these beats, plus I'm off in the streets. Grind hard till you die, is the motto I got. My bullets crunchy, baby, the maze, give you all that I got. I'm standing down on the corner with the OGs, dude. You jumping up in my face, who the fuck is you?
Lies for me, my rhymes, Virginia. Cat killer, I stay iller. Thriller in Manila, I'm a winner. Stay focused on the paper. Thug, who's same nature. Rhymes stay same on. Game on, I stay on. Throw your chest up, bleed in maroon and blue. Deuces, Tudor, we still warm, my dude. My rhymes like muffin batter. Food for your eardrums, let's lead a chip, bitch. Heat in your eardrums.
Who the fuck are you? I don't know if I'm on the wall. Who the fuck are you? I'm running like Lil Cow. Who the fuck are you? I don't know if I'm on the wall. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? I don't know if I'm on the wall.
wanna get to acting. Don't let the hair and nails fool you, baby girl, because I'm packing. You see me, Pinky B, mighty me up on this beat. I'm so fucked up, what's in this cup, bitch? Nuh, if you bump, stumbling up in the club, I don't really give a fuck. If your nigga wanna come, we can leave after I'm bust. Oh, sticky, 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 don't make me let my dog loose. Cause we aiming at you haters, my bitch is ready to shoot.
Who the fuck is you, Young Sky Boy, aka Mr. Chief? Booty Mammy, that be a satellite. All these freaks keep a brand new car 40 with me. Get these fuck niggas on beat. I shoot with those head of cheese. Valley of the Sun to the shine, riding with me. Got hit at 22 just to get you a whole key. Riding around your city, smoking hard off this OG. I don't know you, and hell no, you don't know me.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know, get the phone to call.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm running like hell now.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know, get the phone to call.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know, get the phone to call.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm running like hell now.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know, get the phone to call.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? Bitches fucking Zay Zay, turning gay, bitches straight, making whole niggas sit down, and these OGs fucking wait. Wait, I'm only 17 and I put food up on my plate. Code is frozen and I'm all fucking condoms on your face. For your pace, where you get hit in your face with a rocket, nigga. Stop it, nigga's pussy, I see it and I ain't docking it. Nah, man, these niggas see my wrist, is watching it. Oh, goddamn, my nigga, I'm fucking popping it.
Who the fuck is this nigga? You don't know me. I'm a Northside nigga screaming F.O.B. Folks up, little nigga, F.S.S.C. 30 rounds to a nigga if he owe me. Then I got respect from the O.G. You better duck down when I'm fucking them. I don't just run free. M.A.R.I. And you don't forget the beat. Bow down to the presence of an O.G. You don't know me.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm running like hell now.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know if you're on the law.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know if you're on the law.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm running like hell now.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know if you're on the law.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Listen here, Pepe. And ain't a lot of motherfuckers we fuck with in this shit, you feel me? I'ma tell you right now, man, the motherfucking circle's smaller than a bitch, dog. And a lot of these niggas I don't fuck with. My nigga DJ Booty Fails, man. My nigga goddamn Mars B, goddamn my nigga Zay Zay. You already know Grievous Sarai in the motherfucking building. Young Shy and the homegirl Pinky D, nigga. Other than that, who the fuck is you, man?
Watt from Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with something brand new from Gallucci. Two brothers in Australia. I've had the pleasure to play with them. And I'm even on this new record. This record came like a credit card with the USB thing. Yeah, you flipped it over. It's a trip. They got some kind of beards glued on their face and wigs or something. But that was their song for D. Boone to sing. And much respect to them for remembering Brother D. Boone. You know, speaking of remembering, I think this month, God, I wish Brother Matt was here with me to celebrate. It's 11 years of the Watt from Pedro Show. And they're all archived up here at TWFPS.com. Check out past shows and the link. After that was Nice Sharp Pencils, new album of theirs. I Drive 55. Ben, what a bass man and singer, Jesus. After that was The Table, The Stone by Eugene S. Robinson and Philippe Petit. Philippe Petit I saw in this town, I think maybe he's from here, because when I was touring with my missing man in France last October, November, he gave me this disc here, and I Reese Chatham's on a trumpet in that tune. Respect, Brother Philippe. Then Typical with Appomattox and Who the Fuck Are You by Grievance. Yeah, Grievance, trippy thing. I was on out with Georgie and Edward, and we were in, we went get gas. I think on the way to Flagstaff, and in the parking lot, some cats, here, man, buy our CD, and here, another Jackson and stuff. Hamilton. Probably working for Mr. Benjamin. But, you know, people have been nice to me about my music. So I figured, yeah, okay. And so I donated like 60 bones. But here's a CD on there. I didn't know. It looked like they were on tour. So big respect to them. Jay's got a new album. It's called Heavy Blanket. It's got a story to it, too. I got part of it from him. In fact, maybe he's going to act it out or something. He asked me if, I think it was Johnny Pancake. Anyway, here it is, Heavy Blanket.
Thank you.
Swat for Pedro show, yeah. Heavy Blanket, Jay Maskus. I'll be playing a tune each of upcoming shows. I'll show you how the story develops. It's trippy. I wonder if it's he would consider an opera. I got to ask him about that. Then we heard, you know, at that gig in New York City with Jay. Me and Jay are the only cats who played the whole time. We had guests coming on, off and on. But at the end of the gig, Tony Mamoni was there, and he handed me this CD, and it said, No Grave Like the Sea, Nigel Stoner. So I think he's involved. It might be all him, who knows. He's incredible. He asked me about Two Bass. Man, I got so much respect for Tony. But Tony's the cat I did the third off bar with at a Studio G studio. Studio G studio. Yeah, okay, what? In Brooklyn. Man, I got to play his bass. That's his white, I think, 1966 jazz bass on all those tracks. EMG pickups, even. Can you believe that? Like when I used in End of Minuteman. Beginning Fire Hose. After that was something Tony was involved in, I know for sure, because I read it on the credits. This cat sent me his disc. Rotary Club. And the song is called Kidney Stone. And speaking of Tony, you guys all know, right? He's the bass man for Perubu, those classic albums. Well, here's something from the guitar man Tom Herman, his solo album.
We'll be right back. shadow on a field unbroken white. When his ship comes into focus, see him in the sweet harbor light. As a boy he went to wonder, as a man he went to sea. Now when pirates come to plunder, he defeats them effortlessly.
You're trying to put you down.
Watt from Pedro Show. Finish up the second hour with that was Tom Herman started off our last chunk with I Do Now off his solo album. I'm a big fan of Tom Herman. After Peru, he made a band called Tripod Jimmy. Tony Mamone was telling me, Dr. Tony says he won't play guitar now. He wants to do sax, but I know he's done some guitar at some gigs with Home and Garden, which is a, I don't know, maybe Scott Krause thing. I just got an email, Scott, asking me to do bass on two tunes. Wow. Of course, man. Love Scott Krause. But Brother Tony being in Brooklyn and stuff, Milo, Miri, you know, he's got a little family. He's got the studio, so Scott's got his son singing in the band. Anyways, trippy. I just, that Cleveland scene, you know. Oh, speaking of Cleveland, I forgot to mention at that book gig in New York City, Le Poisson Rouge, the Redfish, Bleecker. Coltrane used to play there. It was called the Village Gate. First played there last year for Yuka Honda's 50th birthday. But she couldn't come. She was doing reworked Kraftwerk songs with the Martha Wainwright or something. Anyway, John Petkovich was there. Who's not from his old Cleveland scene as Brother Tony and Tom Herman, but I still have plans to make a kind of a wrestling record like I did L.A., Seattle, New York, but do it all in Cleveland with Cleveland dudes. And he's going to be my point man. He wants to start a project with dance music using trippy sounds for the rhythm, not just trap set. John Petkovich, very talented man. Many birthdays from Austin, Texas. Followed Tom Herman with Alphabet Hotel. They're on a new direction. I think they got a new lineup. I think it's the Basic Two. They're a great band. I love them. And then we heard Sailor Jack by Grant Hart. Another Grant. Amazing cat. And he has plans for me. Maybe rhythm section. Get on the drum set. I would dig that. I would dig that big time. And finally, we had Old Man by Sassafras, Sailor Alexander. We played a gig, me, Tom, and Raul at the San Pedro Ballet School. That's where the gigs now are in Pedro, 13th Pacific there. It used to be a Norwegian bakery in their days. Sailor helped me load my stuff. David Eden's got these new speakers. They only weigh 50 pounds. They're half as much as the old ones, but the help was much appreciated. He's Ranch's brother. Yeah, I wanted to tell you about Kay, you know, asking me. She asked me some intense questions. And, but she was beautiful. And like I said, Byron asked good ones too, though. Asked me about that Fidel movie. But Kay knows me really well, and she could have took me apart if she wanted to. She's very kind, most kind. George Schwartz brought his mom. There was older people at the gig. Barbatol Bob was there. Doug Knott. Yeah. It's trippy. I was scared about... I ain't done many books. I did one other one. Still in print. With Whitey Craven, Chapu up in Montreal. It's all my Minuteman words and the Raymond drawings from Minuteman days, from those Minuteman records. Spiels of a Minuteman, it's called MikeWatt.com. You got some link to it. I put it there. I love Chapu. And it's translated in Quebecois. Yeah, every other page. Okay, it's the end of the second hour, Watt for Pedro Show. May 10, 2012 edition. Hold tight for hour three. May 10, 2012. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
You're listening to C Hot now. Voices of February. Telepathic Valentine. Telepathic Valentine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Didn't get time to finish before Prack. Just got back from Prack. Ig joined us. That was intense. He was happy though, man. Yeah, we're starting another summer overseas, doing what the Stooges do most. Festivals over here. 9 years now. I should tell you what we played there. We started off the third hour with Telepathic Valentine, something live, 1974. Television, great man, Richard Hell on bass. Then we heard Telepathic Love by the Wipers. December Hopes, Solo Musica. I know it's May and not December, but I wanted to play something from Talia. And then Move Love from Mr. Shimmy. Great cat. Big respect for Miss Shimmy. And then Mouse from Yucca. That's a new album from those cats. Shuki on the keyboard for them. Waiting for new stuff from her. She's a... you know, she sent me a tune I put bass on. But she's been busy. I think she spent a couple months in Indiana. She was over here. Oh, and finally, Sociopolitical by Splotch. Hey, Sam. Good stuff. So, yeah, we have the last practice of gigs tomorrow. La Castellet. It's a racetrack about 40 minutes outside of Marseille here. And I can't wait. I got a new outfit. Maybe I shouldn't tell you what it's about. And surprise. But yeah, no more black. Not wearing the black anymore. So it's a different outfit. You know, I rock the boiler suit. Black for, I don't know, almost 3 years. And boiler suit before that, that was dark blue, navy blue, for a few years. And before that was a different t-shirt every night with Levi. So, yeah, Watt's outfits are constantly evolving. That's okay, ain't it? Bob Pollard's got a new solo album out. I like it much. I've been playing a bunch from it, but here's some more.
Thank you.
Pedro. Yeah, played some Robert Pollard, and God, this man, he writes a lot of stuff, but I think it's all happening. And you know what? It all is kind of different. Don't matter he's playing with these different dudes. You know it's Bob Pollard, but still. Yeah, his own thing. So I understand him calling this a solo record, maybe. Then we heard Pussy Riot, band from Russia. Some hard times there, beatdowns with the new boss coming in. And I think some of the Pussy Riot ladies are in jail. It's called Punk Prayer, and saying prayers for them. I wish I could do more. But not be some neocon shill or some crap like this. You know, just some genuine help people and beat downs, you know. Yessa Cloudy. Kyoka, new stuff from her. She's got something with me and Miss Sawako with her. I gotta hear that. Or maybe she sent it to me, I gotta ask her. Then from the new Toys That Kill album, Abort Me, Mother Earth. Got to play with them at the San Pedro Ballet School a few weeks ago. Great band, Brother Todd. Todd Conch, great cat. Incredible respect for him. Then Redneck Manifesto, some Irish cats with Cloud Beard. Good, good cats. And Intelligent Horses by Papier Tigre. Since we're in France, we should play French punk band. In fact, last time I played here, yeah, I can't remember the name, but it was a squat that used to be a wire factory and stuff. I got to play with them cats. I love them. They're on tour right now. Please see them if you can. Just over here, you know, we had Prack and Brother Steve McKay. And, yeah, I got some music from him to wind up the show. First something from England and something from Holland, or is it Belgium? Something Flemish. A lot from Pedro show.
Watching before our tears, kissing on an apple tree, putting your mouth around plugs, covered in chewing gum, Popsy on toast, I've got a rose on my nose, being sensible without any rivers, umbilical in the without an answer.
with less. We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro Show real quick here because we're almost out of time. First heard Come In Without an Answer by Now. Watt from Dead Zulus. I guess the cat told me it's after me. Thank you. Very kind. And Wind Chime Number 2 by Steve McKay. West Coast Jazz album. I was very honored to be part of that with his drummer man Marco. Yeah, next show, hopefully Pedro next week, get back on the track. I know I've missed a month of shows because of touring and gigs and stuff. Please accept my apologies. Next week in Pedro. It's been the May 10th, 2012 edition of the Watt for Pedro show, but done here, remote broadcast here in Marseille, France. Everybody, keep your powder dry.